thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us. This program originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. And we trust the Holy Spirit will take us, use our broadcast to make it a blessing to you today. Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." So we need him to hold our hand as we walk through this sin-cursed world today. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for all of your precious promises, and you've told us that you would never leave us nor forsake us, that you'd not let us be tempted above that we're able to bear, but with every temptation, you would make a way of escape. And we know that you are faithful to your promises. And we're asking thee to bless our precious congregation today. We're thankful for each one who has our broadcast service tuned in, and we're trusting the Holy Spirit to use it to encourage hearts, to bless souls, and if there be any unsaved, may the Spirit deal with them, for we will be delighted to know that some soul has come to know Thee through our broadcast effort. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share this broadcast with you, and if our broadcast is a blessing, why not let us know? The Lord willing, we'll be giving you our mailing address at the end of today's broadcast. Our subject today may strike you as being a little strange. Our title for our thoughts is, Man is Not an Animal. I suppose you've heard about vegetables, minerals, and animals. So I want to think with you, man is not an animal. And I'm going to use as a text Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. When some speak of minerals and vegetables and animals, they put man in the class of the animal, just physical, no soul or spirit. And I want you to consider this subject with me according to what we find in the Holy Bible. On the fifth day, God made sea, life, and the fowls of the air. On the sixth day, God made the land animals, and he also made man. And God had Adam to name the animals, but there was no helpmate found for Adam. Why? Because Adam was not an animal. God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and so forth. Now, why was man put in such a responsible position as being, in effect, the ruler over all of these things? If he was just another animal, why would God entrust him with such grave responsibilities? Now, God is not a man, although there is a religious organization that teaches that he was once a man, but God is not a man, never was and never will be. So Adam was not made physically in the image of God. God is a spirit. So Jesus told the woman at the well in Samaria, recorded John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So the spirit in Adam was made in the image of God from a spiritual standpoint and not from the physical standpoint. Now let us consider materialism, that is, the no soul or no spirit doctrine, for a few moments. Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, mentions a few things in which man has no preeminence above the beast of the field. But all have one breath, and all of us die, with far as the physical death is concerned, and the literal body, whether it be animal or human, the literal body does return to the dust of the earth. So there are some things where man does not have the preeminence over the beast, but that's talking about the physical and not the spirit. For the same writer, Solomon, said that the spirit in man returns to God who gave it, and man goeth to his long home. Nowhere in the Bible is this said of any beast of the field, or any fowl of the air, or any animal or fish or whale or whatever you might find in the ocean. No, it is only man where the Bible says the spirit returns to God who gave it. Now, we are also told that God is the Father of spirits. Materialism is wrong, for it brings man down on the level of a beast. When the Bible says God made man a little lower than the angels, angels are ministering spirits, and man is physical and spirit. And that's why we read in the Bible that man was made a little lower than the angels. Angels are ministering spirits. Oh yes, God does have them to take on a physical form sometimes when they come to earth to deliver a message. But normally speaking, angels are ministering spirits. But man is spirit and flesh. So he was made a little lower than the angel. Not a whole lot, but a little lower than the angel. And this, too, is never said about any of the animal kingdom. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again, or else you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus thought about us being physical and being born again physically, and Jesus had no reference to that. Nicodemus said, well, can I re-enter my mother's womb and be born? And Jesus told him he was not talking about a rebirth, physically speaking. And he went on to tell Nicodemus in the third chapter of John in the sixth verse, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. And Jesus was talking about that spirit in man that must be born again, not the physical. Materialism is wrong because it denies the present state of spiritual death. God told Adam, in the day that you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17. And I'm sure that Adam conveyed that message to Eve as well. And remember, God said in the day, He didn't say sometime out in the future, but in the day you eat of the fruit of that tree, you shall surely die. And they ate of the fruit of the tree, the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, and they died, spiritually speaking, that very day. So spiritual death is not the annihilation, it's not the ceasing of existence, but spiritual death is separation from God, the source of spiritual life as well as physical life. Yes, separation from God. And to be separated from God is to be separated from the source of life. Now, the nature of man in his present state, that man has a physical body which is mortal. Few, if anybody, would deny that. For all we got to do is just look at one another and we see that we are a physical being, because we cannot see a spirit with our literal eyes. Now, man is twofold. And I realize that the materialists, these that don't believe in a soul, don't believe in a spirit, I know they deny that. But the fact of the matter is, the Bible teaches it. Man is a twofold being, body and spirit. Notice these scriptures. But there is a spirit in man. That's Job chapter 32 and verse 8. And Jesus said, a spirit hath not flesh and bones. He said, a spirit doth not have flesh and bones. So the spirit is different than the physical man. It has to be. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. That's Paul writing to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. And let me repeat that verse again. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So we read in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41, the words of the Lord Jesus exhorting his disciples to watch and pray. And he said that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41. Now there are some verses that use the word soul to mean the whole man. Sometimes you may hear someone say, oh, that poor soul, talking about the individual. So there are verses of Scripture in the Bible that uses the word soul where it's talking about the whole man. And there are verses that use the word spirit that do not refer to the inner man, but may refer to a person's attitude or their temper or so forth. But not all scriptures are talking about the wind or the attitude when it uses the word spirit. As we have just read from the Word of God, there is a spirit in man. And that's not talking about the wind, and it's not talking about his attitude. It's talking about that second person, that twofold being that I'm talking about. They're not the flesh, but the spirit. There are some verses, I say, that use both soul and spirit in different ways than what we are using it today on the broadcast. But there are verses in the scriptures that do the same. But there are many verses that use the word and the spirit, speaking about the inner man, speaking about that one that Jesus said must be born again. Now, death is a separation, whether it be physical or spiritual. Death is a separation. Jacob, after he left his father-in-law and returned to the land of Canaan, he had a son, his second son by Rachel, as a matter of fact, Joseph being the first. And Rachel was near the city of Bethlehem when she was in labor, giving birth to her second son. And she was having a very difficult time about it. And the nursemaid said that she would give birth to this son, and she did. But the scripture also goes on to say that whenever after Benjamin was born, her soul was in departing, for she died. Genesis chapter 35 and the first part of verse 18. Her soul was in departing, talking about the spirit in that body, for she died. So whenever the soul leaves the body, the physical body, then that body is dead. My brother-in-law asked me one time, he called me Craig, he said, "Craig, when does a person die? When is he dead?" And I give thought to it, and I came up with a biblical answer. James said, the body without the spirit is dead. So whenever the spirit left Rebecca, then she was dead. And any time the spirit leaves the physical body, that physical body is dead. But the spiritual body does not die. When a child comes to the knowledge of right and wrong and willingly chooses to do wrong, then the soul dies, because they have knowingly and willingly committed an imputed sin. And an imputed sin brings death. But it does not, the spirit that dies does not leave the body. It is separated from God, the source of life. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So we read in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 12. So whenever a person dies, whether it be physical or spiritual, it is a separation. Yes, death is a separation, whether it be physical death or spiritual death. The difference is that the body that dies returns to the dust of the earth, but the spirit that dies goes to be with the Lord, or goes to answer to God for his life, for the deeds that he has done. Now, there will come a time when there will be a final separation. Yes, the time will come when there will be a final separation, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. We are told in the 20th chapter of Revelation that Christ, whenever he comes, the heavens and the earth will pass away, and he'll be seated upon that great white throne, and he's going to bring everyone before him. And it tells us there in Revelation 20 that those whose names are not written in the book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. That's eternal separation from God. It is not the ceasing of existence, but it is the last chance that anyone would ever have. In fact, whenever they die physically in their sins, that is their last chance of being right with God. And if they stand before God with sin in their souls, they will depart from God into the lake of fire, which is the second death. We are all headed for eternity, for eternal life, or for eternal death. It is our choice to make. But remember this, you are not an animal. There is a spirit in man, and that spirit will go to be with the Lord forever, or he'll go to the regions of the lost forever. If you know not the Lord today, could I encourage you to seek the Lord and obtain life, eternal life, for it is available for you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, do bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust it's been a blessing. If so, why not drop us a line and let us know. Our mailing address, The Way of Truth, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And we invite you to be with us in our services Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11. Sunday evening, our evening service begins at 6. Our Wednesday evening service at 7. And they are broadcast live over the Internet. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you is our prayer. Where?